It's Lou and Matt. It's the Borders 105.7 Triple M. It is 7:23. We're unfortunately talking about road rage.
I got road raged the other day really badly by a bloke in one of those big Ford Ranger wild track vehicles. Now, look, the vehicle probably makes no difference, but that car and the look on that bloke's face has stuck in my mind because of the way he, like, pulled up and just wound his window down and launched himself out of his car, out of the window, and just abused me and pointed the finger at me to intimidate me for something. Yes, I had done the wrong thing. No doubt I was sort of kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place, but not to him. Just I'd pulled out and it probably wasn't the best opportunity.
All right, so you reckon it's worse than it's ever been?
Worse than ever.
We've asked the question, 13, 27, 10. What do you think? Karen, what do you think?
Yeah. Getting worse. I work in Wodonga, but work out at Toogoona, so I go on the freeway every day, and I just see some such idiotic things. But one day I changed lanes, and like Lou, I owned it. I did cut somebody off, not real badly, but I did. Well, he just sat, I reckon, within 2 inches of my bumper bar, bipping the horn, flashing the lights, screaming these obscenities at me. I was quite scared that he was actually going to ram me.
It's really scary. It really is scary. Yeah. And it's just, it's so aggressive, isn't it, Karen?
It is. It's really aggressive. It's just really scary.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Karen.
Thanks for sharing your story. Bye. See ya.
Hello, Triple M. Who's this?
Oh, g'day, Matt. It's Steve speaking.
Hey, Steve. What do you think?
How are you, Lou?
Is road rage getting worse?
I agree with you. I had a similar incident to you not long ago. A guy on my left was supposed to pull up pretty close to a speed hump and slow down. I thought, plenty of time, I'll turn right.
Yeah.
He right behind me and started abusing me, come in, followed me into work and abused me in front of the boss and whatever. And
what?
I tried to kill him and kill his family.
Are you serious? Wow.
Man.
And this was a fella in the same thing as you guys, in a big four-wheel drive.
Yeah, right.
The only thing I'm guilty of at the time is I've impeded him to be in a hurry to take his daughter to school. That's all it was.
Yeah, so you're what? You're going the speed limit and he wanted to go a bit faster?
Yeah, well, I looked left, looked right, you know, and I could see this car coming.
It's crazy. Absolutely crazy, isn't it?
It is.
All right, thanks for your
Steve.
Call, mate.
See ya. Triple M, hi, who's this?
Yeah, it's Phil.
Hey, Phil. So what are your thoughts? Is road rage getting worse?
Oh, I definitely think it is. I've had a few lately. I mean, I guess I'm guilty of not necessarily being the most patient driver, but I think we've lost the art of courtesy these days.
So true. And I'm with you. Like, I'm not overly patient too. I'm always running somewhere and running late. Mm-hmm. But having said that, I just think it's the overt aggression that I can't stand. Like, I understand a bit of a little toot of the horn or a bit of a hand wave or even, you know, mouthing a word at someone, but not the aggressiveness that we see from people. It blows my mind how aggressive people are. And you only have to wonder, Are they that aggressive in real life outside of their vehicle?
Yeah, I don't know, I suppose. You know, I'm certainly not a psychologist or anything, but I guess some people are. But, yeah, you know, like you said, you're freely admitted to, not necessarily sort of doing the right thing.
Mm.
But at the same time, you know, it wouldn't have taken much. But like you said, the guy give you a bit of a toot. But then go, look, you know, wave you through so that you can get out and then it's safe for everybody.
Yeah,
yes,
it's just
exactly.
The overreaction.
A bit of courtesy. You're so right. Thanks, Phil.
No worries. Have a good day, guys.
You too. See ya.
Doesn't paint a great picture of what it's like out on the roads, does it? Let's be honest.
No, not at all.
And it's always blokes.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, in my experience, it has been that go to that extent of really intimidating you and being aggressive on the road, for sure.
Come on, lads. It's time we...
Oh, yeah. Pull it
together.
It's
time we settle down. News and sport is coming up next.
A bit of peace, love and light, everyone.